producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Gil Brady.
All right, swinging in on hour number two on a Black Friday. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com, practical, tactical, and as affordable as anything out there today, but 100% better, 100% more durable. The only holster I carry. I just got word from Fulton Armory at their website. Everything is 10% off through Cyber Monday. If you are, there's going to be more guns sold in the next 4 days than during any other period, like period during the year. So if you're looking for at guns and the Fulton Armory type of gun, the heirloom quality, but still extremely modern and lethal appeals to you, go check them out at FultonArmory.com. Before we get into Team Inc., I want to expand a little bit because PW had pretty much hit the nail on the head. Media has brainwashed my generation. My generation is the problem today. Yes, there was gun control attempts in from the 30s to the 60s, absolutely. There was gun control after the Civil War. The whole revolution was, you know, precipitated by gun control, the Revolutionary War. Never have we had the media inundation that we've gotten today. And there's a lot of reasons for that. There's a lot of reasons for that. So many people watch so much television, like reality television. They watch Cops. How often on Cops, because I used to watch Cops, how often on Cops have you ever seen the true aftermath of a crime scene? You don't, because they can't allow that on television. So what you get is a homogenized, gripping story. I still like 48 Hours because I like to see these guys. I like to see what they go through, because some of these guys take these cases quite seriously, quite personally, and I like to see how they try to take it out. But what you're getting is a homogenized version of what just happened. On television, in the dramatic television, the fictional television, they homogenize all kinds of things. And then if something comes out on a film, like, say, I don't remember when it came out, I think it was in the 70s, Clockwork Orange. A Clockwork Orange. This was a British film, and one of the things that it was savaged for was because of what they described as a realistic graphic rape scene. My thoughts on film like that, or on a television show like that, if you're going to write that into the storyline, that's fine. But here's the thing. When you homogenize it, okay, then when people hear about Amanda Collins, the student, the concealed carrying student who left her gun because she was in a gun-free zone at school, when she was raped by the serial rapist, it's just a five-letter word. It's raped. That's it. Well, how bad could it be, right? Because everybody has gotten to this point of being homogenized. The way we see things in the world today, unless they happen in front of us or unless they happen to us, is very, very bland, the presentation to it. Nobody gets to see a crime like a bludgeoning death. Nobody gets to see the deformation that happens to somebody when they are bludgeoned to death in the head. They don't get to see the damage. This homogenization, and then the way that the media, as far as the news, the way the news reports it. Now, this is equally as bad, simply because they don't know what they're talking about. And when you don't know what you're talking about, that's bad. It's all up to whoever's writing the script for the news people on the teleprompter. And if they have an agenda, which they shouldn't have, news organizations should not have an agenda. They should hate everybody equally in politics. They should hate the Republicans. They should hate the Democrats. They should be looking for the truth. Cheryl Atkinson tried. She tried it. She was spied upon by the federal government. And they would call her on the phone ranting and raving about, you know, these guys work with you at CBS and they're okay. Why can't you be okay? Because she was simply seeking the truth. She was actually taking her job for what it's supposed to be, which is a simple discovery of the truth and then reporting it to the public. Let the public decide how they feel about it. That's the way the news is supposed to work. Now, people like me, or other hosts at Genesis Communications, or other hosts all over the place, we're looked upon as extreme. We're looked upon as extreme. Because if I'm talking about preventing a rape, I may get slight. There's only so descriptive I can get about describing how one would be. But I'm trying to build up and churn up the outrage at the idea that a rape would take place. You know, there's a home invasion every 12 seconds in the United States. And in 70% of those cases, if there's a female present, that turns into a sexual assault. And, you know, everybody sits back and, you know, they've been conditioned by Days of Our Lives. And the way that, you know, television shows like that, the way they depict rape. Because they have to do that in order to be on the air. They have to follow FCC guidelines. So everybody believes that the homogenized version is the way it is. And then films that have really gritty rape scenes get savaged because they were so graphic. They should be graphic. They should make you recoil in horror. You should feel like you have to take a shower after you watch something like that. Because it is a horrific crime. Violent crime against people is horrific. And it should be viewed as being horrific. And for people like me that advocate stopping it, well, then we become extreme. Because my advocacy is quite simple. If a woman is about to be sexually assaulted and she has a gun, then it is incumbent upon her and she has the right to shoot this individual as many times as it takes to get him to stop. And I am very well aware, the only people that are more aware of what a round does to soft tissue than me are medical examiners and trauma surgeons. I know what the rounds are designed to do. The rounds are designed to punch in and create havoc internally on a human body. Create havoc that stops physical action. And that attempted rape victim has the right to introduce as many of those as she can to stop that sexual assault. Because she was doing nothing to invite it. I don't care how a woman dresses. I don't care where she goes. I don't care how she's acting. Unless she's handing out waivers to people saying, if you rape me, it's perfectly okay because I invited it. She didn't invite it. So this PW's got it right. Everybody's listening for the sound bites. Don't listen for the sound bites. Sound bites are the tip. They're not even the tip. They're a molecule on the tip of the iceberg of their overall agenda. They just want you to bite on the sound bite. They're the hook that they're going to hook you with and drag you into giving up your liberty voluntarily. Don't be the fish. Don't be the sheep. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Black Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only holster I carry, the only way I carry my ammunition now. It's going to cost me a little bit of money, but even on plate carriers, as soon as I settle on which plate carrier I'm going to run, I will have Scorpion pouches, period, just because they are that modular. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. The Lionheart Black Friday sale is happening. Fulton Armory Black Friday sale is happening. This is the biggest day of the gun buying year. So have at it, folks. This is a young mind that wrote something at a website called Teen Inc. And she has a little blurb. I wrote this piece for my English class. I hope people will open their minds to my opinion on gun control in America and give me feedback. Oh, yes. Don't worry about that. This is written by Molly F. She asks, what's it like to not feel safe in your own home? How does it feel to risk your life every time you go outside? Should anyone have to ask themselves this? In an unproblematic world, no, but that is not our reality. Guns make it hard to feel safe, and that is a problem. The way of battling this issue will never be easy, but we should at least try to be optimistic. Guns need to be controlled because they are problematic, very harmful, and in the hands of many who should not have them. Guns are very problematic, since she likes the word problematic. Since there are many more guns available than we actually need, they seem a bit unnecessary. As a matter of fact, there are, by various estimates, anywhere from 270 million to 310 million guns in the United States, close to one firearm for every man, woman, and child. Why do we need so many guns? In actuality, we don't. Many in our country and even the world's problems are and have started with guns. Can't we communicate our feelings in some other way than violence? We need to be educated. We stick to violence because we know it works. Our comfort zone must be expanded. Violence is the only a short-term problem solver, and guns help us with that. We need to consult, learn, and listen. No one is always right, and that needs to be accepted. Acceptance is the key to communication, and with a little more acceptance, we will find success and safety. The people of today are in great danger. Many argue that guns are crucial for self-defense. Opponents of gun control argue that everyone needs a gun to protect themselves and their families. Not necessarily. If guns were used only for self-defense, that wouldn't be an issue, but that's not the case. Too many people, mentally stable or not, abuse the power of a gun, resulting in the deaths of innocent everyday civilians. Take the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary, for example. On December 14, 2012, 26 people were shot and killed in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, including 20 children under the age of 10. The amount of havoc that guns cause nowadays is disgusting. Innocent people are dying, and too many have already died. The lives of the people of yesterday can't be brought back, but it's not too late to save the ones of the people tomorrow. Is America safe? Not according to its citizens. According to Americans, half of them feel less safe after the dreadful terrorist attacks that occurred on September 11, 2001. Survey, half of Americans feel unsafe after... After 9-1-1, the U.S. greatly improved its airport security to make sure nothing like that would ever happen again. Since then, there have been many tragedies involving gun violence. Why didn't the government take drastic measures then? What are they waiting for? Like Australia, the United States should enact gun control laws. Even the smallest bit of success could make our country a safer place. For example, after a mass shooting in 1996, Australia enacted a sweeping package of gun restrictions far more ambitious than anything plausible here, including a total ban on semi-automatic weapons, a mandatory gun buyback, and strict limits on who could own a firearm. John Howard, who was prime minister at the time, wrote the other day that his country is safer today as a consequence of gun control. Various mass shootings have been done by people who are not mentally stable. For example, James Holmes, the infamous shooter in the theater of The Dark Knight Rises, who killed 12 people, was mentally ill. This is very dangerous because the minds of the mentally unstable are incredibly puzzling to us. The only one that knows what's going on in their heads are themselves, and when a gun is placed in the hands of the mentally ill, or anyone for that matter, who knows what they will end up using it for? To make our country a safer place, we need deeper background checks. A more accurate background check can prevent some soon-to-be criminals, including the mentally unstable, from harming others or themselves. Some may argue that guns are not the issue, but people are. Both of them deserve to be blamed. A gun and its person work hand in hand, literally to do the damage. The NRA says, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Ultimately, it's the gun whose bullets hit the target and harm the subject, but who shoots the bullets? Sure, the gun still shoots the bullets, but the gun cannot decide for itself that or what it wants to shoot. The gun doesn't think or have a brain. The gun doesn't know its powers are being abused. That's where the human comes in. The human acts as the gun's brain, and the gun's brain then decides what to use it and when to use it for. Second Amendment states a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This allows Americans to own guns. However, what we have now is not a well-regulated militia, and our situation now is definitely not what the original authors of this amendment were hoping for. We have mass murders, suicides, killings, and assassinations. So why don't we amend the amendment? Obviously, this amendment is not doing our country justice. If our people are being killed due to this amendment that is supposedly making our country safer, then why bother? We need to fix this amendment favoring the safety of the people of America. Our well-regulated militia consists of criminals. Guns are a danger to this country. They need to be controlled because they are unnecessary and problematic, harmful, and in the hands of many who should not have them. It may take a while to fully address and fix this issue because it is widely debated, and I believe that we will not find an argument until many open their minds and accept their other arguments. Maybe we can find a similarity and work from there. But for now, we need to take actions as soon as possible. The difference may not be huge, but a little goes a long way. And even if only one life is saved due to slight controlling, that means it's a success. This person is a student on some level of which I don't know. But it's striking. And I'm going to continue replying to this. What she has done is she has decided she doesn't like guns, so she went out and she researched the anti-gun position. Because she's using all of the anti-gun talking points. Which is fine. If you're against guns, that's fine. Be against guns, but you don't have a right to try to, you know, persuade me to feel otherwise or to compel me to do otherwise. Apparently, you know, this is straight out of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. This is their playbook. This is, I would really like to know where she got a research paper from. Because it's very one-sided. It is very one-sided. And the well-regulated militia here in the United States consists of criminals. Isn't that nice? I like that idea. But that's okay. We'll address that when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Black Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, practical, tactical, very affordable, very, very, very affordable. As the same price point as everything that you buy in the big box stores, but better equipment. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All the Black Friday sales are engaged. The Mammoth one at Lionheart Industries is live today. Fulton Armory is live today. 10% off everything. And then we have Young Molly F., which I'm after reading her little ditty, I believe that's Feinstein. She asks a couple of questions. Well, let's take this paragraph by paragraph. She believes that in the United States today that no one feels safe. I can't speak for anyone else, but I feel quite safe, and I feel quite safe because I am aware. I'm always aware. I'm always seeking. I'm never in a state of stupor. This is why I don't drink publicly. This is why I don't talk on the phone when I'm driving the car unless I'm on a headset, because I have to be aware of everything around me. That's the way my life is. I don't let anything get in the way of my awareness, and that is weapon number one in the toolkit. Weapon number two is recognition, recognizing something as bad when it begins to unfold. Because I'm aware and I recognize it, then I have options. I can retreat, I can, you know, continue on, I can avoid whatever I want to do, or I can stop it. Because weapon number three is a gun, a firearm of some sort. In the past, I have trained in various martial art disciplines against certain types of people. It doesn't matter what you're fighting or anything else. You're not going to be able to use rules of engagement. You have to make the rules of the engagement. You have to shape the engagement. You have to turn the engagement from violence on the part of a perpetrator into ultra-violence perpetrated in the name of self-defense, which is brief and very decisive. So I feel safe in my house. I feel safe outside of my house. It is not, and it is a problematic world. It's always going to be a problematic world because not everybody thinks like Molly F. And that's her problem. She thinks everybody should think. She preaches acceptance, except she does not accept reality. She believes that, you know, she's looking at the same figures that were available in 2007. There's between 270 and 310 million guns. Not true. If you actually researched it, you'd be much more anguished. I believe there's between 370 and 400 million guns in the United States, simply because we've had over 100 million background checks, which not all of them mean a gun purchase, but not all of them mean only one gun purchase. And in states like mine, I can go and buy a gun, and I don't go through an NICS check because I have a concealed carry permit. There are certain advantages to having one of those things. It is a bit of a sellout, but at the same time, nobody knows what I'm buying unless they come check the 4473. Why do we need so many guns? Well, you know what? In combat, if you only have one weapon does not work in all situations. In close quarters, you want something short, like maybe a handgun. So getting out there and saying, why do we have so many guns and why do we need them? It was never about need, Molly. It was never about need. And it's, you know what? It's not about a comfort zone either. The only time I'm out of my comfort zone is when I'm not allowed to carry a gun, because then I don't have options. And I don't like not having options. I have consulted. I have learned. And I have listened. I have listened and learned and consulted with data, with actual data, not sound bites, not emotion. The people of today are not in great danger. Violent crime is going down in the United States. Violent crime is going down a lot. Homicide was down by a factor of about 500 incidents from 2012 to 2013. It is getting safer. It is getting safer. There are people that are mentally unstable. The answer is to not, you know, would it be better, Molly, if those children at Sandy Hook, for example, if we believe Sandy Hook happened, would it have been better for them to have been stabbed to death? Would that have been less abhorrent? It would have been equally abhorrent to me. Is America safe? Not according to its citizens. 63% of America feels safer in the United States with a gun in the house. This is her plane just being, this is her going to one source. She has an agenda. She has feelings. I don't know how old she is or whatever it is. And, well, she got it wrong. I've told many people if the data pushed me in another direction, I would have to heed it, but it doesn't. She mentions John Howard from Australia. Australia is awash in gun crime now. Gun crime is exploding because only the criminals have guns. James Holmes shot and killed 12 people, although he fired a weapon, probably his AR-15. He probably fired that and the other weapons really a lot. He wounded a lot of people. He didn't kill as many people as he wounded. And he probably killed most of the 12 people with his shotgun in the opening. But, of course, shotguns are okay because Joe Biden likes them. And, you know, background checks are going to somehow fictionally prevent soon-to-be criminals. Then she makes her biggest mistake with me. The Second Amendment states... And then she makes the statement that the Second Amendment allows Americans to own guns. God, Molly, allows me to defend myself. I choose to defend myself by owning a gun. Not the Second Amendment, not the founders, not Barack Obama, not you, God. Okay? You're up against some very tough competition there. Our well-regulated militia does not consist of criminals. They consist of people like me who will do anything to keep from committing a crime. I set my cruise control when I come off of the highway and I'm in a 45-mile-per-hour speed limit, so I don't exceed the speed limit. I do not want to break the law. Someone who does not want to break the law is not termed or deemed a criminal, young lady. Show me one person, Molly, that has been saved by gun control. Please, just one, anyone. You say that if we save just one life, that that's worth infringing on God-given rights. That's what you're saying. Although you don't make them God-given, they were bestowed to me by a bunch of old men with old parchment. It didn't apply. It doesn't apply today, right? That's the argument. Crime is going down because of people like me. It is safer for you to be an idiot in the United States today because of people like me. You are more than, you could be whatever you want to be in the United States. If you have chosen to become an idiot, please do, by all means, because I wore a uniform at one time to make sure you had that choice. But your choices are yours. Your choices do not get to be mine. Don't preach to me about tolerance and acceptance and consultation and learning when I have done all of those things and I tolerate you and I accept you, but you do not reciprocate. You don't get to do that. That's not the way it works. I know that's unfortunate. I know that's a very harsh cup of tea to be swallowing right now. But that is, in fact, the way of life. As soon as we figure out a way to change the nature of man, we'll be good to go. Until that time, I'm not going to rely on it. You want to rely on it. You seem to believe that we exist in some utopian, great place. We don't. We really don't. Good luck. Good luck in life. Sooner or later, you're going to be out of academia, and then it's going to hit you. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. This is the last time on the firing line for the week. And we are coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Black Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I want to leave you with some positive stuff for a change. Let's start out coming out of Florida. There's a Tallahassee columnist or communist, whichever you want to, however you want to pronounce it. And he's made the statement, his last name is Inslee, he's made the statement that nobody wants to come out and say it, but I'll say it. We are coming to take your guns, and one day we're going to get them. And a conservative libertarian retired law enforcement officer took exception to that. His name is Ken Carr. He took a lot of exception in it, because once again, like all gun grabbers, Inslee sort of conflates and glosses over data. In his editorial, Inslee writes that every legal opinion for 20 years denied individual gun ownership as a right. And that is factually incorrect. Mr. Carr is correct about this. If that were so, the case noted would never have been taken up before the Supreme Court. Supreme Court rulings had never ruled on the specific question of whether the Second Amendment affirmed an individual right to keep and bear arms. Everything up to that point was very ambiguous about it. Further, Inslee is willing to take a chance that only criminals would have guns because after 10 or 20 or 50 years, eventually guns would be gone. All he needs to do is look across our southern border to see that outcome in real time. In real time. Additionally, if we make it illegal to own a handgun, eventually there will be no handguns. I'm sure he would make the same argument against so-called assault weapons. That's a completely absurd notion. Since he would allow law enforcement and the military to still have such firearms after a ban, they would still exist. And out of that would come a black market of epic proportions that would be created to fill that void. Just look again at across the southern border. Thefts from military and law enforcement stockpiles, attacks on military and law enforcement personnel, yeah. Bans on things have really gone a long way to removing those things from society. We've got them here. We've had bans on alcohol. That was disastrous. We've got bans on illegal drugs, bank robberies, sexual assaults, texting while driving, not driving with your seatbelt on. I'm sure those things no longer exist in our society. Anybody texting while they drive right now? Mr. Inslee would graciously allow hunters to keep rifles and shotguns since those weapons are ineffective tools in a mass killing. Well, Aaron Alexis used a shotgun. Sorry. Back in the 60s, the Austin University of Texas sniper, Whitman, he used two hunting rifles in his killing spree, bolt action and pump action hunting rifles. The Washington, D.C. Navy Yard shooting began with a pump-action shotgun, continuing with a handgun taken from a downed security guard. Then we had the D.C. snipers that terrorized the area. They did use a so-called assault rifle, or read that to mean the civilian variant that looks a lot like the military rifle, but it's actually just a single-firing semi-automatic weapon. And they were firing one shot with each shooting. And that's something that could have been accomplished with any bolt gun, three-shot deer rifle. A ban on handguns and the so-called assault weapon would not make mass shootings less likely. It just changes what they're going to use. Mr. Inslee characterizes you and me as freaks. We're freaks. And at that point, that's where he loses me altogether. His argument begins to fall on deaf ears because he's dismissed at that point. His relevance to me he has none. His condescension and arrogance is well known, but his unveiled threat that we're coming for your guns and someday we'll take them is childish. Now, since he would repeal the Second Amendment, he needs to go after the Fourth and the Fifth as well, since any firearm confiscation scheme would certainly violate both of those. And I guess with him, that's okay, as long as he's still got his First Amendment to cover him. And he can write about the war on guns in the future, and how it isn't going as well as expected. I very seriously doubt that people like the Inslees of the world would actually willingly participate in this. They're not going to put on a plate carrier because that would be needed. And they're not going to get in a vehicle, and they're not going to go to some location to try to concentrate some semblance of force on one target to try to take guns from this target. Because whoever does that rightfully will probably be thinking that they may meet resistance in the form of gunfire. It takes a special kind of person to ride into that willingly. Not necessarily a proficient kind of person, but it does take a degree of courage that the Inslees of the world don't possess. They're long on oxygen expenditure, but they're not very good at actually the mechanics of what they advocate. At the end of the day, a firearm is simply a tool for a task. And it is nothing more than that. It is nothing less than that. It can be used for good. It can be used for evil, just like a ball peen hammer or a car or a club or fists or anything that exists physically in this world. Individuals make the decision which way all of those tools are used. They're the ones that decide that. Until the human animal is rid of whatever it is in our genetic makeup that causes us to do evil things, we're always going to find a tool to make that work, to make that happen. In the remaining time we've got, concerning Ferguson, There is a New Orleans Saint football player, Benjamin Watson, black American, who has written some things on his Facebook page about how he feels about Ferguson. And I want to share some of them with you because he's looking at it. He's looking at it really hard. He's looking at it objectively. He's angry because of the stories of injustice that have been passed down for generations seem to keep continuing before his very eyes. He's frustrated because pop culture, music, and movies glorify these types of police-citizen altercations and promote an invincible attitude that continues to get a young man killed in real life away from the safety of movie sets and music studios. He's fearful because in the back of his mind he knows that although he's a law-abiding citizen, he can still be looked upon as a threat. He's embarrassed because of the looting and the violent protest and law-breaking that only confirm in the minds of many, validate the stereotypes and thus the inferior treatment of black Americans. He's sad because another young life was lost to his family, that the racial divide is wide and the community is in shambles, accusations, insensitivity, hurt and hatred are boiling over, and we may never know the truth about what happened that day. He's sympathetic because he wasn't there, so he doesn't know exactly what happened. He acknowledges that maybe the police officer acted within his rights and duty as an officer of the law, killed him in self-defense like any of us would in the circumstance. And now he has to fear the backlash against himself and his loved ones when he was only doing his job. What a horrible thing that must be for him to endure. He's offended because of the insulting comments that he's seen that are not only insensitive but dismissive to the painful experience of others. He's confused because he doesn't know why it's so hard to obey a policeman. He knows you will not win, and he doesn't know why some policemen abuse their power. Power is a responsibility, not a weapon to brandish and lord over the populace. He's introspective because sometimes he's tempted to take our side without looking at the facts in situations like these. Some young people in the United States, including this football player, are putting thought to this. They're questioning all the things that need to be questioned in this. And that's a good sign. We'll do this again on Monday, Cyber Monday. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a 1-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a 6-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a 3-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.